Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 640, Teabag to Win, recorded live on July 26th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are joined by a guest today because of in lieu of Halo news, because it's a really quiet week. Tasman is back in the guest hot seat, so welcome back to the show.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, Duststorm, Godzilla T? All the Podtaculites in the chat. I love that I'm like a supplement when, hey guys, there's no news in the Halo community. Well, let's bring Tasman in. Why not?
We gotta keep the fellow podcasting community alive.
There we go. Well, this one's alive and well, man. We just finished episode 91, so we are almost in the triple digits.
That'll be exciting. Number 100 coming up pretty soon. And I do have to give a shout out to your latest episode with having Goose Check on. It was a fantastic episode. I just finished listening to that yesterday. So I definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't already.
She is awesome. She is super smart. She knows exactly what the heck she's talking about, even though I kind of sort of didn't. So she picked me up on her back and carried me through. So that was really awesome. A great episode. Had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. Again, everyone on the Podtacular side of the things, if you have not listened to the 91st episode, I would definitely recommend going and listening to it. It has a lot of good info in there about the state of mental health and video games, where we are in the whole gaming disorder type of thing. So definitely go check it out. It is worth the listen. Yeah, sure. All right. We have a couple of small news type things. Nothing major. There's not a community update this week. There was a community stream earlier. It was Tom French and Grim Brother One yesterday, but nothing major coming out of that stream. So we have Warzone Turbo back with this week, which I always love the opportunity to jump into Warzone Turbo because I can use wrecks I don't normally get to use. So that will be returning this weekend. And Fireteam Raven is now officially out everywhere in the U.S. At Dave & Buster's. So if you have a Dave & Buster's near you, go check it out. You should have Halo Fireteam Raven there. And it looks like, according to Reddit, it somehow made its way down to Sydney.
Good day.
So if you, I don't know which, I don't know if they even have Dave & Buster's down there, but whatever arcade they may have this at, but apparently it made it to Sydney before it even made it to Canada, according to Keys.
Can you imagine the shipping on that?
Oh my god.
I'm surprised it's already there, because apparently one of the 405ers that I know and I met at New York Comic Con works here and actually put Fireteam Raven together at the Dave & Buster's that's close to me. So I actually know someone that put the cabinet together somehow. And that just got set up this past week. And to see that there's already one in Sydney, it's like, how does it get to Sydney before it gets to the East Coast when it's on land?
Well, it probably shipped the day it launched. That's probably how long it took to get there.
Where's Raw Thrills at? Are they East or West Coast?
I mean, everything started populating out from the West. So I'm guessing West Coast.
So it's not that inconceivable that it would get to Australia fairly quickly.
Yeah, but when they say the primary market is the U.S., you usually think there's a couple of months between U.S. release and then another country, but it's already in Sydney. Not that I'm complaining, it's just, it's a very interesting circumstance.
Apparently the person in Sydney knew who to talk to.
Yeah, right?
And what time series.
One of the cabinets fell off the truck and ended up in Sydney.
It was just floating across the Pacific.
Yeah. With instructions that said some assembly may be required.
So Fireteam Raven can swim, but Master Chief can't.
Oh, that's, yeah. Well, hell, Master Chief drowns in knee-deep water, so armor that costs as much as a frigate and can survive a fall from orbit, but when you get into a creek, you're dead.
Well, a creek, you're fine, because if you were to play on Battle Creek, you wouldn't have an issue. You could walk through
the water. Well, that's only ankle deep, though.
Yeah.
It's when you get to the knees.
It's knees. Knees. Knee-deep water is like the kryptonite of the Mjolnir armor.
Yeah, it's like, how far can you go on it? Well, I guess there's a wall on high ground. I'm trying to think of another, other than Forge, another map where you have the kill volume in water somewhere.
Well, I remember in CE on the Silent Cartographer, you go out in the water as far as you wanted.
Oh, you could actually walk underwater, yeah.
But in Halo 2, all of a sudden, you can't go 4 feet into the water.
Mark V armor is best armor for water.
There you go. So, other than that, there is not really much Halo news. Not on Reddit, not on HBO. There's a couple of tweets out there, I guess. I think the latest Postum tweet was asking for map submissions for the community playlist for MCC. And the deadline for that is sometime soon. I have to go find his tweet. I think it was a tweet of his. I'm trying to look it up now. But it was one of his recent ones.
It's in a Halo Waypoint forum post.
Oh, maybe that's where it was. Okay. Oh, the community playlist map submission thread is up on the forums. That's what it is.
Yep.
Okay. So there you go.
Maybe we start getting some fresh maps and matchmaking.
For MCC? Yeah. Although there are some for some of the existing playlists. Granted, everything's going to change once the retail update comes out. Dursky did have a tweet either yesterday or today saying they're trying to get the second phase of the third flight done so everyone that is in the MCC Insider can get in it. So I'm hoping by next week, everyone that has signed up for the Insider program will be able to actually participate on the Insider bill, and we won't have as many issues trying to find matches, because been an issue. Even during scheduled play dates, although I haven't played the past 2 weekends, I've heard it's an issue to even try to find a match.
Yes, it is. It's been horrible.
So we just need one more coordinated play test, and then we just need to get the update onto MCC as it is, so everyone will be on the same build. Can't get here fast enough.
I just hope it does something to bring people back to the MCC.
I would hope so, or else this is a lot of effort for nothing.
Well, I mean, it's something they needed to do regardless, but I just hope it has a positive effect on the population.
I'm just hoping the work they've done for the Insider hasn't kind of turned people away, or has cut the community so much to where when they announce that, hey, the update's live for everybody, everybody's just like, oh, I thought they already did that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know because I didn't get to participate in it, so.
It was good there for a while when it was new and like the first couple flights. When I got into flight number 2, I mean, it was pretty active. Yeah, you were probably matching up with the same group on a constant basis, but it seemed like it was actually quick and getting matches. But then like the last 2 weekends, having a playtest session during New Orleans was a bit weird. And then this past weekend, just trying to find a match. It almost seems like because they haven't added any more players to the pool, the players who are already there and have been doing this for 4 or 5 weekends now, it's almost kind of, I don't want to say a burnout, but just kind of like a, okay, I've kind of already done this. I've kind of done my part. I'm running into the same people all the time. And they're just not prioritizing it like a fresh group of, say, 4 or 5,000 people out of the Insider program who haven't played it yet. I mean, they'd be rabid to be in there, and I think it would make it a lot better, but I don't get to make that decision.
I agree with you. With the second flight, they should have progressively added more and more people to the flight to get fresh perspectives, because you leave it open to the same people, and they're going to see what they're going to see. They're going to tell you about it. You know, they'll keep playing it and they'll keep seeing the same things, and then they'll move on to something else. Yeah. Where, you know, with each, you know, play date, you add another 500,000 people, because they definitely have plenty of people signed up for the flighting program.
Well, in the last couple of weeks that they've had the play dates, they haven't sent out emails. It's just been forum posts.
Yeah.
So very little visibility has even been on the fact that there has been additional play dates.
The only one, we got an email for the last one, but that was because they had to make the build that was made for the purposes of crashing. And then they gave people a bunch of steps that they had to follow. And I wonder if in an update, if they're going to put out a percentage of how many people actually followed the directions correctly. Because I think that was one of their big things was, hey, if you follow these steps correctly, you know, people get thrown into a drawing for some 343 stuff. And apparently, according to Jess, those have been picked. So it'll be interesting. I would just be interested to see how many people were able to follow simple instructions. And I'd be interested to see if I actually did it correctly. I think I did, but who knows?
I'm pretty sure I did it correctly.
Everything seemed to work for me, so hope so.
Yeah,
but I definitely wasn't picked. So,
they intentionally put out a build that crashes?
Yeah, they ran into an issue where whenever you did selective intelligent delivery, instead of having the full thing download, it was corrupting some of the game installs. And they wanted to figure out how to actually fix it. So they gave everybody a busted build and told everyone selectively choose the content, select the content and load a game so it crashes, and then wait a day so they get enough people to actually have the scenario, and then they would push out another update that would fix the stuff through an update instead of having to completely uninstall the game. So they're trying to fix the intelligent delivery of the game. That's what the purpose of it was.
What's up, Craig? Thanks for the host too, by the way. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks, Craig.
That's interesting. Let's send out a broken product. Oh, wait, we already did that. Oh.
Dun-dun-dun. And you saw that one coming.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
As long as they learn something from it, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff they're working on has a lot of potential to break other things. So while they're trying to fix one thing and break two things, it's kind of
what you're dealing with. More than proved that with MCC.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of this is also a test run for, you know, what flighting and the beta is going to look like for Halo Infinite too. So I'm sure they're learning quite a bit about the flighting process and program for that to make that as, you know, solid as it can be for the next game as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I really hope I can get into that flighting program.
Nah, I'm gonna write the post-its right now. Actually, we'll take it. As if I have any pull with post-its.
I don't know. I don't know if you're like 343 ninja or secret agent or something.
I cannot confirm or deny that statement.
Told you.
I'm working on my bribe.
I need money for a bribe.
Yeah,
donate to my stream to bribe 343.
Good luck with
picking up a night job.
There you go.
Nice.
Donate to the stream so I can bribe Postums.
Quick, let's get Postums in here.
How much is it going to require, Postage? You just got to let me know. What's my goal?
Let's see. Looking through the Twitter feeds, it looks like the team passes and spectator tickets are now available for HCS London. And that is going to be happening 2 weeks after PAX. So in 50 days from today, starting on September 14th. And this is the first open LAN tournament that has ever been hosted officially on international soil. So this is pretty exciting.
Big deal.
Yeah. And that's all for the official Halo news. We've got some other interesting news to talk about, which is one of the reasons why Taz is on tonight. A very unique take on a Halo tournament. So Taz, I'm going to kind of give it over to you to explain what the heck the T-Back T-Lock tournament is all about.
Well, the T-Back T-Lock tournament is exactly in the title of the tournament. Everybody's going to go in, and the winner of this tournament is the person who can teabag and T-lock the most. So pretty self-explanatory in that regard. I was looking for things to do, you know, Duststorm, I know you and I had talked about putting something together maybe for Halo Wars 2 yep. a while back. Drunken Halo does quite a few tournaments. Shout out to Ace and Justin and those guys over at Drunken Halo. T-Lock, who's actually the subject of everybody's, or was going to be the target of everybody's teabagging, is pretty heavily involved in Drunken Halo's tournaments as well. So there's lots of different tournaments that were out there, and that's all fine and good. But when I'm thinking about, you know, the community that I'm trying to cultivate with my podcast, and, you know, people who aren't necessarily the most skilled at the game, but still love it, but still want to be part of something, be part of a competition, I was trying to think of something that I could do that didn't involve, you know, getting the most kills, because that's what every tournament does. You know, whoever gets the most kills wins. And sure. I happened to be on a stream one night. I was trying to stream MCC Insider campaign for Halo 2. I was testing the intelligent delivery. And so as I'm getting ready to go, I kind of threw out there into the chat, I said, somebody, you know, there's a ton of skulls for Halo 2. So each person in the chat, and I think there's only like four or five people, each one of you throw out a skull in there. I'll put the skull in and we'll play with the skulls on. Because why not? Let's have some fun and entertain people in the stream, right? But sure. As soon as I said that, I said, and don't a dare one of you put in the iron skull as your suggestion. And for those of you who don't know, when you're playing solo with the iron skull, when you die, you start the mission all the way back from the beginning. So it's like yep. old school Bungie. No checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I say no iron skull, T-Lock jumps into the chat and says, oh, I just said iron skull before you can say anything. And so in a fake way of being mad, I was like, you know what, T-Lock, we should do something where you're the butt of the joke. And we'll do a teabagging tournament. And I said, teabag T-Lock tournament. And I said, done, doing it. And it was really just kind of meant as just a bit of a joke. But as I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, that's really unique that you have a tournament where the winner is determined by whoever lands the most teabags on a particular player. And so I talked to T-Lock about it. He was on board. He said, yeah, it sounds funny. It sounds something different and new. So therefore, the teabag T-Lock tournament was born. And so I've just been kind of working on what the rule sets are going to be, scoring, all of that wonderful stuff. And but yeah, no, that's how it got its start.
That's a pretty unique backstory and a pretty unique way to run a tournament, that's for sure.
Well, you know, one, it's trying to get something different out there, trying to, you know, differentiate, you know, myself, my podcast, my community from all the others, but just something where, you know, we're trying to fill these gaps of time right now between these dark days of zero Halo news. I mean, we're talking about, we got no community update right now, and I don't know if anybody's hit refresh on Halo Waypoint, but it's like, we've got these times that we need to fill, and we need to fill with content, and you can only do so many 1v1s, free-for-alls, 2v2s, so many times before it's like, need something else. And so I felt like this was something that could be that something else to at least just draw some interest, maybe draw a laugh or two. You know, if anybody knows me and my podcast, I at least try to draw at least one joke per episode, a JPE. And I think at least the announcements of the tournament might have at least garnered one JPE. So there you go. But yeah, no, just, and Duststorm, I'm sure you run into this too. I mean, just trying to find new ways to make content. I mean, especially right now with almost 3 years into Halo 5 and Halo, you know, Infinite being, whenever that's going to come in. So it's just trying to find, you know, time to fill those dark days. And I think this has been one of the ones that kind of came to mind as something that could be done and kind of fit with the community that I have.
Yeah, I've definitely been through the ups and downs between games and having a lot of the lulls in between the releases. Biggest one that we got hit on was between Reach and Halo 4. We had a big community for Reach, and then we just took a nosedive for between Reach and 4, and then when 4 came out, we had a little bit of surge, and then the nosedive again.
And this is the first time.
Getting, when we were getting 5-digit downloads, we were down to 4-digit downloads.
See, and so this is the first time for me having to kind of go through this. So even already, just kind of trying to rack my brain and be like, okay, what are we going to do? And so that's what we're doing. So this is going to be a free-for-all style tournament. I prefer to get a minimum of 12 players involved. So it'd be two groups of six plus T-Lock will be in the map too. So 7 players total will be on the map at once. And then it's free-for-all settings. The only requirement that I ask for people for their armor is it can't be orange, because T-Lock is going to play Griff, and he's going to be an all orange, and that's your guys' target. So that way you know who it is you're supposed to shoot and who it is that you're supposed to teabag. Now, the way the scoring is going to work for this, because obviously the post-game carnage report does not track teabagging, and it should. If it's, it's Halo, how are you not tracking teabags? I am basically going to be judge, jury, executioner for whoever received teabags, what they looked like, how many there were, stuff like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be in the game in spectator mode, but I'm going to be on T-Lock's point of view for the entire time. T-Lock goes down. While he's in his death cam, whoever gets a teabag in on him, I count. And so it could be one person. It could be multiple people teabagging him all at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
You know, whatever you want to do. So, it might even be in your best interest, especially if maybe you're a lower skill player. You kind of hang back and wait for T-Lock to go down, maybe clean up the person that killed him, and go in and steal a teabag. Totally legal. You can shoot other players. You can shoot and kill other players that are on the map. So if somebody is maybe in a better teabagging position than you are, for when T-Lock goes down, you want to take him out, go for it. It's still free-for-all rules. It's just your kills at the end of the game have absolutely nothing to do whether or not you move on. It's really going to be based on how many teabags you could get and while you're in T-Lock's death cam. And that's going to be the key part, is you're going to have to time it. And, well, we got a donation hitting.
Very nice.
And as soon as that pops up, I'll acknowledge whoever it was that did the donation towards bribing 343 Postums. It was Bribosaur. I think he's a cousin to Craigosaur. Thank you for that $1, man. Appreciate it. But yeah, so it's free-for-all style, free-for-all maps. It's going to be the core Halo 5 settings. So yes, assault rifles will be in there. Splinter grenades will be in there. All the fun stuff that casual players like myself really enjoy about Halo 5. So all of that stuff is going to be in there. And then Craigosaur wanted to make sure that I got the correction. A $1.17 donation. I want to make sure that 17 cents was there. That's extremely important. My apologies, Craig.
117.
Yeah, exactly, 117. See, why didn't I even see that? See, this is why I'm a casual Halo guy. But there you go. That's what we're looking at. Again, at a minimum, I'm hoping for a minimum of at least 12 players to get two groups. I'm going to cap it at 30, and then I'll just kind of figure it out as it goes. If we do get to that many players, we'll probably have to do some standard free-for-all qualifying rounds, because that's a lot of games for T-Lock to have to go into to be bagged.
You just do 15-1 if you get the 30, and then you just make the time longer. Yep.
But so there we go. Or I might just even increase the size of the maps and just, yeah, like that. I'll kind of cross that bridge when I get there. I'll be happy if I get to the 12. I think we have 8 or 9 right now. So only need a few more to get to that at least target. I'll randomly put groups. I'll actually stream picking the groups so people know what groups that they start in. And then it'll just be regular, kind of like ACS tournament style progression, bracket progression. 6 and 6, so the top 3 people that landed teabags, they'll move on. And then the bottom 3 will go into an elimination bracket. They'll get another game. My hope is to at least get everybody into 2. I think that would be fine. And then, of course, poor T-Lock will be in there just getting bagged all afternoon.
I can just imagine 2 different ways this could go down. It'll be just a massive firefight, and people will swarm into one area where they happen to find T-Lock and then disperse from there. Or it's just going to be a blob that goes around finding T-Lock, and everyone's going to teabag together and then find them again, teabag together, and see who actually turns out.
I'm kind of hoping for that. I call that the Mike Hockey effect, where when you see like the 4 or 5 year olds learning how to play hockey, like the puck goes skittering off somewhere, and then you got this blob of hockey players just following it. And so I'm kind of hoping for that, just because I think that would be hilarious. I'm hoping to see at least one, all 6 people teabag and T-lock at once, at least in one of the games. I think that would be great. That will take somewhat of coordination from the 6 competitors. But, you know, anything goes, and we'll see what happens. I will be streaming it. I'll be commentating it. And then, of course, to help me with the scoring, the Bad at Halo Show Department of Numbers and Numerology is going to help out and make sure everything is all, you know, above board. So it should be a lot of fun. And then hopefully, if the turnout's really good, if we kind of square away some of the rules, I said earlier, coming up on episode 100 here pretty soon, may announce another one involving a podcast host that I'm sure people would be really excited to teabag. So who knows?
Teabag Taz?
Maybe.
Are you throwing us into the ring? Is that what's going on here?
Maybe. You know what? Duststorm, you're in Halo Entertainment. You know that you need to give the people what they want. If the people want a Teabag Duststorm tournament, I feel it an obligation as a Halo entertainer to find a way to provide that. So we'll see what the people want. But I figured this would be a good, at least initial run, maybe work out some of the bugs, work out some of the kinks in it, and maybe even finalize some of the rules and see how things go. I'm still kind of trying to figure out what I want to do if we have a tie in teabags, how I'm going to differentiate who moves on and who doesn't. I'm leaning towards whoever has a higher accuracy. My goal is to take kills. My goal is to take kills completely out of the equation. Like, I don't want it to be like somebody dropped a 60, you know, a 60 kill effort, and then that's how they moved on, because I'm trying to take kills out of it.
So that define, way. Define accuracy as in you mean if they're right over his head?
I didn't think of it that way, but I love that idea. That might be a little bit difficult for me as a single man commentating and scoring unit to do, but I like where your head is at.
Really? You have to put it that way?
It's thankfully not underneath somebody crouching right now. But I was thinking something a little bit more tangible, a little bit more quick that I could get to, such as the accuracy on the post-carnage report. But
okay.
I'm going to throw that into the ring.
But
just in case.
There's so many innuendos in that sentence.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those were all completely unintentional and is completely in the minds of those that are listening. And so if you are listening and you heard something dirty in that, shame on you.
Okie dokie. Fair enough.
That's basically what we're going to do. And then there's going to be rules for what actually constitutes a teabag. Okay? You actually have to crouch. It has to be on top. So like you said, it has to be actually on top of the T-lock body. And it has to be down, a pause, and back up. Because I don't know if you've seen this, but I've seen this as I've gained a little bit of a following on Mixer and people start to recognize my gamer tag, I tend to get teabagged a lot. And there tends to be this thing now where people do these like rapid teabags.
Yeah.
Where it looks more like a head bob than an actual teabag. So I'm actually going to put together like a little gif of what is a proper teabag and what is not to kind of help everybody out. But basically, a down, a pause, a backup, that counts as one. So there you go.
You have to be fully crouched before you uncrouch.
Exactly.
Fully crouched, fully uncrouched.
There needs to be a very solid, you know, up, down movement over T-Lock's dead body.
All right. So how does one participate in the T-Lock or T-Bag T-Lock tournament?
The participation in the T-Bag T-Lock tournament, Dustrom, that is a fantastic question. And I can answer that right here, right now, by letting people know that if you jump into the Bad at Halo Show Discord, and I will post a link with your permission, of course, into the chat here. You join up on the Bad at Halo Show Discord. We actually have a channel in the Discord called the Teabag T-Lock Tournament. You jump into that channel. You leave your gamer tag in there. You are officially entered for the Teabag T-Lock Tournament, which takes place on Saturday, August 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. So, and that is subject, the time is potentially subject to change because the guest of honor may or may not have a conflict with that. So he said he will get back to me. He said it should be okay, but he wants to make sure. Obviously, we don't have a T-Bag T-Lock tournament. We have no T-Lock. So, but there you go.
That kind of is important.
Then it might end up turning into the T-Bag Tasman tournament, just to save my tournament skin.
All right, T-Lock didn't want to get T-Bag too much.
Oh, he's going to get T-Bag a lot. I think he's ready for it. He seems to be a good sport about it, so hopefully. And just so everybody knows, when he is in the game, he's not just going to try to be a helpless victim. He is going to go out and try to get some kills himself. And there is a rule in the tournament that if T-Bag does get a kill on you, that does remove 1 point from your T-Bag score. So you don't want to get killed by him either. Another little wrench thrown in there for you guys.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, and he's not just going to be, he's not just going to sit there and be a mat for everybody's, you know, digital balls. He's going to be out there trying to defend himself.
So any other quirky rules?
I'm looking through the official rules right here. If you guys do sign up, there is it's a pinned message in that Discord channel that will take you guys to the Google Docs that is the official rules right now. It does say on there, for whatever reason, it says that it's on 8/22, but it is on 8/11. So that's up there. Nothing super quirky. A couple different tiebreakers, just kind of depending on if we get a massive amount of people. Such as, I even had an idea of if we do need to fill out the rest of the field, like if the championship bracket, for whatever reason, we need one or two more players, of everybody that was in the semifinals going into a sort of a slam T-Bag dunk style tournament where you do a 1v1 against T-Lock. If you win, you get to do a T-Bag for style points. And I'll have some mods in the chat that will actually score it. Whoever scores the highest in that slam dunk style contest will win.
Okay.
But that's just if it gets to that. I don't necessarily see us getting there, but that would be cool to do. Or it might be something we utilize for a future tournament. But that's kind of maybe one of those quirky rules or situations that might come up that I just kind of thought of on the fly, and hopefully works out the way I intended to.
Sure. Pins is asking, what if T-Lock teabags another player?
Did I put that in the rules? Because I find it unlikely, but it could happen. I may do a removal of a point as well. The problem is going to be, I'm only counting teabags while they're in the death camp. So if he's teabagging somebody else, I feel like it should kind of be the same thing. Like the other player should be able to see T-Bag or T-Lock teabagging him. So I'll have to take a look into that and how I want to do that. I might just do it straight up kills. But, you know, if he wants to go in and do a teabag or so, you know, that's up to him. He seems like he's pretty geared up to defend himself honorably. So we'll see what happens. But that's a good question, Pence. I'll throw that on my list here for further consideration on what to do about that.
Very nice. let's see. I don't think there's really anything else. I kind of glanced over the rules. This is something where you do have to sign up over on Discord. So if you do not have a Discord account, you just go ahead and make one. And then just find Bad at Halo Show on Twitter or Facebook. And then you can find... I'm assuming your Discord channels are linked on both of those places, right?
Correct. I've been posting links on my Twitter account and on the Facebook page, so you guys should be able to find it. And actually, I'll actually pin a tweet to the Bad at Halo Show Twitter account. So you go right to the page, it'll be right at the top. You guys could join in, sign up for the tournament.
Very nice. Cool. GT, you got any questions?
No, I don't.
GT's right. Like, I don't want to talk too much because I don't want my hat thrown in the ring to be the target.
Trying to fly under the radar.
I don't think you can count that high.
he, You know, he may that may or may not have been a shot, but it also may or may not have been true. That's kind of why I have a department of numbers and numerology, aka test. But it's what it is.
Let's put it this way: there's probably going to be a whole lot of teabagging going on.
Well, and that's the point. And honestly, it's just really about what can we do where we can make it a tournament style atmosphere, but still make it fun and still make it something where people of various skill levels can go in and compete, quote unquote, but still have a good time. So that way, you know, one of the biggest barriers for me entering any kind of tournament is just, I just know I'm going to get first rounded, you know, or it's not going to go very well. And so I remember, do you guys remember Halo 4, the free for all tournament that Strongside won? He got that really sweet truck that he had to sell.
Yep.
Like I remember when they did all of the advertising for that, I was like, oh, that's really cool. That'd be something cool to try. But then as you're playing and you're seeing all these pro players that are also eligible to be in there, it's kind of like, what am I going to do? I'm just going to embarrass myself in there. Because I'm realistic about where my skill level is and you know, what I can and can't do in the game. I know how much I can improve and can't because I know how much time I can put into it. So it just seemed like something that's like, hey, let's do something where a bronze level player could potentially come in and steal a bunch of tea bags and win their group. I mean, it could potentially happen. And yeah. So it gives them hope of, hey, I could actually go in and do something really well. I could teabag like a champ. I could be champ one at teabag. And you know what? I'm going to make that emblem for somebody in the Discord for the person that wins.
Cool.
There you go. Look, we're even coming up with prizes live on the podcast.
On the fly. Right? Heard it here first, everybody.
Yeah, we heard it on Podtacular, not on my own podcast. Well done, Taz.
So is there a sign-up deadline?
So the deadline is going to be Saturday, August 4th. I believe that's
the 4th. Week before.
Yep, so 1 week basically. Before. That way I can get everything set, situated. I can finalize the rules package and get that out to everybody. So that way it's not like... Because right now the rules are kind of in flux as things come and go. So I want to make sure I have something that's finalized, something people can lean on, something that I can lean on while I'm doing it, while I'm streaming it. I can get the groups drawn and together, especially if we get a lot of participants, that's going to take some time. I want to make sure I have that together. And I want to make sure I get all this stuff ready for the stream. I want to make sure I have, like, I can transition to, you know, what the rules are for people that join the stream, because, you know, people will come and go as the tournament goes. So people that are jumping in and don't know what's going on, I can put up the rules real quick. Put up, you know, make and put up the gifts of what a teabag is and what it isn't. And yeah, Laird, I'm a nerd. What are you going to do about it?
His first line every time he joins the podcast is nerds.
And that's coming from Laird.
Yep.
So
he's probably one of the biggest nerds of them all.
Give us, and proud of it too, aren't we all? But yeah, just a week before, just to give time to get everything set, situated, and ready to roll on the 11th.
Very nice.
Oh, Laird quotes movies at you. And I love Laird because Laird actually gets my movie references in the Halo Hub Discord, by the way. Laird, I just want you to know that I appreciate that, and my non-existent audience is going to give you a round of applause for that.
Very nice. We have no other news to talk about. So that's going to really pretty much wrap up the discussions for tonight. I do have a couple of things for us to go to, or for us to go over Podtacular wise. So we kind of jumped right into the news and the T-Back T-Lock tournament stuff, but a little bit of a recap on our previous streams is in order. So GT, give us a little bit of recap on Fraggin' Friday.
A lot of Warzone. And it was actually a lot of fun. We had a good group. Friday night, just having a lot of fun. I think we only got one real grindy game, and but all the rest of them had a lot of fun.
That's good.
Trying to work on marine kills and killing bosses and spending wrecks. I was using wrecks that I don't normally use. I just what the heck, I'll try this.
Sure.
How many more marines do you guys have left?
About 1 billion.
Yeah. We have a lot. That's our lowest one. Actually, no, it's not. It's our second to lowest one. We are 1740 out of 39,000, basically. We just got our level 5 two marine kills about, what, 3-4 months ago, GT?
No, I think it's only been a couple months.
A little more recent. Yeah, our last one is...
I don't remember.
Shoulder bash. It's a lot. We actually, over the past week, did complete another commendation. So congratulations, everybody in our company, for that. It was the quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans. So we have now 12 out of 31 kill masteries. So way to go, everybody. Keep it up. Yeah, we have Grand Theft, which is a hijack or a skyjack. We only need 30. And with Warzone Turbo this weekend, I have a feeling that will probably get done.
Get that out of camera. Warzone Turbo this
weekend. Yeah.
Bust out my last 5 Phaetons and see if I can't complete that commendation.
Our second closest one, too, is kill a player with precision weapons without missing. So I guess that's getting a perfect. And we have just a little under 2,000 to get. It's kind of like 1,700 or so. So that one's going to take a little while. It's something that one of those that kind of ticks up continuously, but it's just a slow grind. And that one is a pretty substantial amount away. So I imagine that after Grand Theft, it'll probably be a couple months before we get our 14th.
What was the first commendation that you guys completed? Do you remember?
Well, based on the ordering here, it is kill an opponent from the grave.
Interesting. Feel like your community should have been my community. I think ours, and my Spartan company, the Spartan Dads, I think ours was the kill an enemy Spartan with an aerial vehicle. We had a lot of pilots.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yeah, we had a lot of pilots.
I wonder, is that because a lot of the folks in there are ex-Air Force or ex-military? Or just happenstance?
Just a lot of people like to fly Banshees.
They like flying Banshees, but my company was one of those companies that liked to do the 12-man Warzone teams. And so Banshees were very popular for the group of players that did backup, because you could get to all different parts of the map really quickly to help out other squads. So I think that had a lot to do with it.
Makes sense.
Oh, now our chat's 80s movie quotes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Oh, I have found my home and it is here.
Well, if you ever make it out to PAX, if you can convince the Department of Numbers and Numerology to get out there, then you'll be right at home.
Working on it. I'm working on it.
Oh, great. So thanks for the update, GT. As for my streams, I am continuing on Halo 4 Legendary Solo. I am halfway through Reclaimer, so I will probably get that one done probably within a couple of weeks, if not this weekend. And then we also have my wife and I going through Halo CE, and we got through the Truth and Reconciliation. And we're about maybe 30% of the way through the Silent Cartographer.
Any attempts to throw a controller on her part yet?
No, but there have been a few times where she's gotten frustrated of me not telling her. But then what we're doing is I'm basically playing with her in order to kind of be a checkpoint for her, so when she dies, we're not like going all the way back to a checkpoint or something.
Oh, okay.
And like I'm there to like kind of help her along. So what I do is I'll kind of go to the latest point where she has kind of gotten through the level. So like if she gets a little confused and goes backwards, she knows that she needs to come back. And her spatial awareness actually between last week and this week has actually increased significantly. So she's getting a lot better at that. And I'm sure everyone was like this at one point, but being able to walk straight is still one of her difficulties.
I was going to ask you, how much gaming has she done? Because I've tried to get Mrs. Taz to play Halo, and I've tried to get her to play Gears of War. And The reason I got her into Gears of War was completely selfish because I wanted to get the achievement of playing all the missions as Dom because I knew that she wasn't going to be able to handle it. She has a really hard time with two sticks. So she has a hard time with one being to look around and the other one to be the direction. Yes, you do. Don't even start with me.
Are you talking about my inability to play Halo?
Yes.
I heard that one in the background.
Oh, Duststorm, we need to do a thing where we do a team of four with me, Mrs. Tez, and you and your wife. I think that would be hilarious.
That would be interesting.
Mrs. Tez says she's in.
Yeah.
I might have spoke for her.
Are we talking campaign or multiplayer?
Yes.
Well, the earliest campaign you can do four-player co-op is Halo 3.
I can live with that.
And we could do the Storms versus the Tazes and on like 2v2 multiplayer and see how that goes.
I like it. I say we do
it. So my wife is actually played video games growing up a little bit. One of her favorites is Kingdom Hearts. So she has a little bit of history playing video games, and before getting her back into Xbox, it was a while since she actually played. So trying to get some of the motor control back, we started on Minecraft, and we had maybe four or five play sessions of that until she had kind of the mechanics of working a controller kind of back, and then started her into Halo. So this is her first run through of the game, and she's actually picking up a lot of things pretty quickly.
Yeah, my fear is that my wife actually dedicates some time to it. She'll probably be better at it than I am. I think my son's already about a year out from being really freaking good. We play a lot of Reach Firefight, so it's just shooting aliens, and he's getting the hang of it. Like, he's actually starting to use precision weapons now. He loves using the needle rifle and making them explode.
Super combine.
Well, there you go. We're all on par with 5-year-old, and I'm not ashamed of that. But yeah, no, he's digging it. I might have a whole Halo family here in a little bit.
That needler is one of the most recognizable weapons in Halo, if not the number one recognizable weapon from Halo.
It's either that or gravity hammers. He loves using gravity hammers.
Mm.
So it might be a Griff Baller. DJ Blue would love that.
Ooh, that's a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer, Xbox Club, Spartan Company, all that fun stuff. So if you just search for Podtackler on whatever, you will find it. Taz, you want to plug your social stuff?
Ooh, boy. Yeah, let's start out with the stream. So you can find the Bad at Halo show. We do stream the podcast live just like Podtacular does. Over ours are on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. It's here on Mixer. It's also on Twitch, on YouTube, on Smashcast. We're everywhere. And that's all at Tasman Live is the streams. For the actual audio version, we're everywhere. The Bad at Halo show is on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on TuneIn. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. Duststorm, have you guys gotten to Spotify yet?
Nope. And I'm guessing we probably never will.
So I shouldn't tell you that I applied on a Friday night and was approved and had my page up on a Saturday afternoon then, right?
Well, where do you host your episodes from? Because we self-host.
That's why, because they have a partnership. So I got in really nice and easy.
We will never partnership because we will not be able to upload 640 episodes of the show in one go without paying some outrageous price to get all that up there. So we're stuck. So
I had to delete a bunch because my outro used to be copyrighted music. So I had to take a bunch of those podcasts, those episodes out in order for Spotify to actually accept it. So had to do all that. But anywhere you guys can get podcasts, wherever your favorite app is to get it, you can most likely find the Bad at Halo show if you just search that. And then we're on Twitter at Bad Halo Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Bad Halo Show. We got a YouTube channel. Trying to get up to those 100 viewers so I can actually make it Bad at Halo show, so it makes it far easier to find. And I'm about 40 away from there. So if you guys want to be nice and show me some love and some support, hit the follow button on the YouTube channel for me. I'd appreciate it.
Very nice. You can also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critzcast, Podcast 76, Guardian Radio, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about all those shows at thepodcast.com. Also, make sure you check out the latest Loot Crate. If you go on over to lootcrate.com/podtackle, you can get the info on the first crate for year 3, and the Halo Icons figure has been revealed as Carter for this crate, and it's going to be all of Noble Team for year 3. So Carter's going to be first, Noble 1, and you'll probably get all the way to the very end. And I'd be interesting to see, since Noble 6 was a custom character, if they'll allow you to customize the final Halo Icons figure.
Oh, that would be awesome. I doubt it. That would be awesome.
I know, right? It's like, it's one of those things, like, that was one of the key things is Noble 6 was you were playing as your character. You could customize your armor however you wanted, and it showed up that way in the game because it was in-game cutscenes.
Oh, it was so awesome. That was so cool. Like, I remember, because I pre-ordered the Legendary Edition, so I had the classic Recon helmet right from the get-go, and I threw that on my Spartan right away before I even started playing the campaign. And that opening scene, seeing your helmet with the bullet hole through it all charred out, and I was like, wait, that's me. That's me. And then it transitions to you putting it on in the Warthog. I thought that was one of the just really, really cool. Bungie did a lot of really cool things with Reach. And I thought that was a really cool thing to, you know, actually not just have a character that is the vessel, but it's you. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Pence is going into the deep lore. Nobody even knows who Tom is, Pence.
Stop it.
Until I release my next YouTube video, then we'll all know who Tom is. But anyway, moving on.
Sure. Whatever. All right. And you can find us on our live streams. We stream our podcasts every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We also have our Fragment Fridays hosted by Godzilla T, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I stream on Sunday nights for my achievement streams. I will be continuing the Halo 4 Legendary grind on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Tuesdays at 7 is when the wife and I are streaming her run through of the Halo campaigns. We'll be resuming our gameplay on The Silent Cartographer. Yep. So thanks everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Taz, for coming on the show and telling us about this wild and wacky tournament that you have going on. Sounds like a lot of fun. And again, if people want to check it out, head on over to the Bat at Halo Discord. You can find all the information over there at the TBAC DLOC tournament channel, text channel, and all the rules will be there.
Sure will. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on here. I was glad I was able to help with the news lull for the week and help you guys provide something here. If not, hopefully at least one JPE this episode. So I'm going to count that towards my total. Although I don't think Pence was laughing. So whatever.
Fair enough. Next week, we are trying to have the folks over from Forge Hub and Battle Pro on to talk about the Evolved tournament. I think we have a couple of... we're going to have to split that interview up into a couple of pieces just because of the spread of people involved with that. So hopefully we can get that set up for next week. If not, maybe the week after. And we also have an interesting interview lined up for when we are in Seattle, or at least when I'm in Seattle. GT will not be going this year, but hopefully next year, depending on how all the Halo Infinite announcements go. Thanks everyone for tuning in and downloading us. Please leave us a review on iTunes. We appreciate all the feedback that we get. It also helps us compete up there with the other podcasts because, Taz, I heard you call me out on the last one.
What? I never did such a thing. That's blasphemy.
Sure.
We all have little friendly rivalries. It's all good.
That's very true.
I still have to get JK Fire from HCS Pro Talk stuff ducking me.
We need to get that going. I also said I wanted to commentate that, too.
I'm down, but, you know, just call him Donald because he's ducking.
Fair enough. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful week. We will see you all tomorrow for Fragment Fridays. If not, we will see you all on the next week's show. Take it easy, everybody, and keep on teabagging T-Lock.